shrine to the 20th century. And it's a knock-on project from my much grander project, which has taken up most of my artistic life, which was called Guide to the 20th Century. And whereas Guide to the 20th Century was an attempt to make the drama and the dynamic of the century come alive, this is an attempt to encapsulate it in a shrine as if it belonged to a past age. So it's a past civilization. So it's a way of trying to draw us away from things which we're very, very familiar with and look back at ourselves as historical animals as if we belong to a different age. So I'm actually enshrining the century in images which look like they could belong to a past civilization and which are using semi-religious and ritualistic metaphors or symbols to try and get that message across. So I'm trying to actually create a sense of reverence and awe by making it look as though you've opened the temple and there you've discovered this amazing thing which we'll call the 20th century. And there's gods to electricity, there's gods to nuclear power. There's a in my mind, not built yet, but I'd love it to happen. There's a altar to the sacred automobile, which involves, ideally, the stacking up of at least the front part of a motor car. Every single make that's ever been made, one out on top of another. You'll see it as the front, and that's the sort of logo bit, if you like, the headlamps and the fender, the radiator grille, starting from the beginning and going right up through a range of Fords or through a range of Vauxhalls or whatever. That would be an ideal way to do it, and it would keep growing because the next one goes on top. And that's like a mausoleum, if you like, but it's also like a temple. And it'd be a lovely thing to do in somewhere like the Turbine Hall in the Tate Gallery. But I mean, why not think big? But that needs to be that big. So basically that's what the whole thing's about. And the thing in Liverpool is the first opportunity I've got to actually do this. And they've asked me to work with a collection of scientific relics or objects in their collection, because it's connected to the university collection, which goes back to the 1900s. And I've chosen a series of lovely old electrical measuring instruments like ammeters and ohmmeters and voltmeters, etc. And computers, some of the earliest computers are there. And then I've chosen, as another little mini shrine or chapel, an instrument which is called a bubble chamber. And that's what measures the effect of nuclear fission. So it's actually not the machine that accelerates the atoms, because they had one of those there as well, which is actually was underneath the present Catholic cathedral, believe it or not. That's where they sunk it. But this is the machine they made to actually, so you can actually visually see the effect. And at the bubble chamber, I'm going to be using that and building a shrine around that. And I'm also using a little selection of switches, mechanical switches, which obviously start from electrical charge, but then go on to turn various things on. And they've already got that presented in the case. So I'm going to use those three sets of objects to create this effect of a shrine. And that's the stage I'm at the moment. But the images which we're taking photographs of here are really all about, except for one, I think, all about the electrical little shrine, which I'll call Shrine to Electra, or Altar to Electra. And what I'm going to do is insert, not necessarily these particular pictures which are on paper, but repaint them on wood inside the wonderful little wooden cabinets that things used to be made in. These little, you know, they'd be wonderful little wooden cabinets with leather handles, like it came in the 20s, 30s and 40s, etc., before the before Bakelite and plastics came around. And they're lovely objects, and they've all got kind of faces on them, because they're all a clock face, and they're all sort of There's usually an oval face, and then you've got five or six switches on, or sometimes even more. So there's always a sense of them looking out at you. So I've converted a lot of those. In fact, you can see them in some of these reproduced. This is basically the same idea. It's all based on this measurement system with the switches, which are very much part of the imagery on these machines. So I've just invented icons, which could look like they could be religious icons, symbols, hieroglyphics even, which all to sort of help you, to remove you from what you know about science, electricity, etc., and to put it into a kind of a vault of past experience, something mystical, something awesome as well at the same time. And some of these are very sort of almost everyday things, using food mixers and lamps and vacuum cleaners, and some of them are, you know, sort of inner symbols like a valve or a light bulb, as simple symbols of the essence of electricity. So that's basically the idea, and who knows where it'll end. Hopefully I'll be able to make little shrines all around Britain, most likely Britain, because that's where I've got my strongest contacts. But it'd be nice to make them anywhere, really. And, you know, some could grow and be sort of semi-permanent or permanent. Some could just be in a gallery, and they'd remain in the gallery until the show was finished, in the traditional sense. But who knows where it's going to end.